Good morning. It's October 4th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is There Hope? And the music you're listening to is When Morning Gilds the Skies, played by Cedar Mott, Baby. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Matthew 5:14-15. Two of my colleagues were having a discussion in the surgeon's lounge the other day after watching about 5 minutes of national news from the flat-screen TV hanging on the wall. The spot had only been a rundown of the headlines, more fires devastating California and Oregon, with entire towns incinerated, more rioting in Portland, more demonstrations spreading once again in response to a months-old case of police shooting a person of color by mistake in their own apartment, two more hurricanes hurtling toward the Gulf Coast, COVID-19 surging again across Europe and in many states of the U.S., one party accusing the other of trying to fix the upcoming presidential election, the media claiming the current president refuses to guarantee a peaceful transition if he loses. The conversation went something like this. Dr. A., shaking his head. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. It makes it awfully hard to believe there's a loving God up there. Why would an all-powerful God let this kind of crap go on? Dr. B. I don't know. Maybe it's all part of the big plan. Dr. A. Well, I want no part of a God who burns up towns and starts riots so he can show us we need to be rescued. Afraid I had to jump in at that point. I pointed out that neither of those perspectives held water theologically. God is good. He's good all the time, Psalm 34:8. That is at the core of our faith as Christians. That means that God doesn't purposefully give your son-in-law leukemia so you can draw closer to him when you beg for healing. He doesn't set up political and racial hatreds in our nation so that we're forced to turn to him as our last resort. And it certainly doesn't mean that every disastrous headline is because there's no God at all. The type of thinking my two friends demonstrated either denies the existence of God altogether or perverts his role to that of the pyromaniac who sets the fire, only so he can arrive in a cosmic fire truck and save the day. God can and does turn evil to good, for those who believe in him, however, Romans 8:28. He can and does take the worst of circumstances, like attempted fratricide, human trafficking, slavery, blackmail, drought and famine, and use them for good, as he did with Joseph, Genesis 50:20. But God didn't throw Joseph in the pit to begin with. His brothers did. And there is no doubt that the idea for it came from the evil one. But Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for ours. He came and sacrificed himself so that Satan, the thief, could not kill and destroy any longer. He came that we might have life abundantly, John 10:10-11. Our freedom from shame and guilt, coupled with the indwelling Holy Spirit, enables us to resist Satan and force him to flee. James 4:7. The joy and peace that result comprise that abundant life promised. The world is only a hopeless mess as long as it refuses the free gift offered to it by its Creator. That hope must be communicated to the world by those who understand, by those who get it, by those who believe, because they are the light in the darkness. Satan lurks in the dark, but he has nowhere to hide when the light of Christ disperses the darkness. John 8:12. That light is love for our fellow man. If we loved each other as we might through the fruit of the Spirit, the headlines would have no rioting, political vitriol, or angry individual spewing hatred. And the only news of natural disaster would be of how people came together to meet the challenges selflessly. Bad things happen to good people, because sometimes bad things happen, Luke 13:4-5, or because the devil is always working to destroy, John 8:44. But not because God caused them to happen. The abundant life promised comes through our response to disaster and tragedy, and the only hope for this dark world is through spreading the light. When one truly understands how much they are loved by God, not only can one roll with the punches, but they are compelled to spread the good news. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Guide us to recognize opportunities for helping others. Understand that they are not alone, and that the light of the world is standing ready to dissipate the darkness of their early morning terrors. The world is not without hope. It is simply ignorant of where to find it. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.